Emily turned and looked at Charlotte, but I don't think she could see the heather. Her eyes were too bad. Charlotte put it in Emily's hand, but after a moment, Emily dropped it on the floor. At last, she said, "Charlotte, I will see the doctor now, if he comes." Then she closed her eyes. Emily was so thin, and her white skin looked like paper. I knew it was too late, but I said to Anne, "Quick, put on your coat and fetch him now." We did not have long to wait. The doctor came, half an hour later, to tell us what we already knew. Emily, my daughter, was dead. 1848 was a year of funerals. I buried many children from the village that year. There was a lot of sadness in Haworth. As I came out of the church with the dead flowers from Emily's grave, I saw three other families walk past me. They had come to visit the graves of their own dead children. The people understood that their children were with God, but no one could explain that to Emily's dog, Keeper. He followed us to her funeral, and for weeks afterwards he lay outside her bedroom and howled.